There's a very famous and fascinating Gemara, Masech Shabbos, that says that when a person says, Vaychu HaShemayim Va'aret, they become a shutaf, they become a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. And there's a lengthy discussion in the Meforshim as to what does that statement mean? How is it by just saying Vaychu, we become partners with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Maharsha there in the Gemara in Shabbos says that if God would just, I guess, create the world, but no one is there to testify to it, no one is there to announce to the world about Maisa Bereishis, so then essentially Kodesh Baruch Hu's creation goes unnoticed, goes unmentioned, does not become highlighted, and therefore us speaking about Vayechu is giving testimony to the creation of the world. That idea that Vayechu serves as an edus of sorts, informs the position of the Shulchan Aruch that says that when a person says Vayechu on Friday night, they have to be standing up, they have to say B'kol Ram. The poskim who talk about the fact, the Magen Avraham and others, Taz, that says that this is in fact edus, and therefore it has to be said with another person. The poskim who talk about the fact that because of this edus, a person should daven relatively quickly on Friday night so that they could say this edus with the tzibur, with another person. All that informs this position that vayichulu is in fact a form of edus. And other poskim are more hesitant to describe it as such, the Kavachayim, the Chazanish, and others. They say, no, this is not real edus. Of course, edus can't be Belilah, and edus can't be with Krovim. This isn't real edus. It's symbolic only, and therefore there's no need to do with another person, and all these other, I guess, manifestations or all these reflections of edus that we can talk about are not necessary. This question as to how much do we associate and identify Vayechu as being a manifestation and a reflection of edus also informs the discussion about standing or sitting during Kiddush on Friday night. This issue is something that is somewhat confounding. People are not really sure exactly the right thing to do. People are not always sure what their family minhag is, what the halacha is. And in fact, there's a number of different factors that go in as to whether or not a person should stand or whether a person should sit during Kiddush. So there seems to be two factors why a person should stand. The first factor is, again, this idea that Vayechu is edus. Edus should be spoken about, or edus should be relayed standing up, and therefore it makes more sense that a person should stand up. Another factor is discussed by some of the Mekubalim, by the Arizal, that said that if Kiddush is a welcome to the majesty of Shabbos, the Shabbos Kallah, so just like Birchas Kasanim, just when a person gets married, those brachot are said standing up, so to Kiddush as well should be standing up. On the flip side, there seems to be two factors why a person should sit, and both of these are discussed by the poskim. The first factor is the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda, that a person should make Kiddush literally where they're having their Suda, and obviously that line is taken very literally and very seriously by many poskim. So much so that Suda is taking place sitting down at one's makom, so too a person should make Kiddush as well, sitting down by one's makom. Additionally, the Vilna Gaon points out, and this is something that many people from the Beis Brisk, many people from the Brisker family are sensitive to this point, that in order to have a certain kfiyos, if person A is going to be motzi person B, if person A is going to fulfill the obligation of person B, then needs to establish a kfiyus together, they needs to establish a permanence together, and that permanence is only established when people are sitting down together as opposed to standing, and therefore that's another reason to sit. So with all of those factors, two factors to stand, the factor of the Arizal, the welcoming the Shabbos queen, the factor of Eidus Vayechulu, two reasons to sit down, whether it's Kiddush Makom Suda or because of Kfiyos, where does that then leave, so to speak, the halacha? So if a person looks to the Mechaber in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud, so the Mechaber says that a person should stand for Vayechu Lo and then continue with the rest of Kiddush or the Baruch Briyagef and the rest of Kiddush. The implication is, as most folks can assume, is that the Mechaber is telling us stand up for Vayichulu, and then sit down for the rest of Kiddush. And then the Ramah, in that same sif, essentially says that to Feirish, that a person should stand up for Vayichulu, and then sit down for the rest of Kiddush. And then the Ramah brings down another sheet, though. The Ramah says that really a person should sit down the entire time based on this rationale of Kiddush Makom Tzuda. But, says the Ramah, a person should stand up or slightly stand up when he says, Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim. Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Therefore, a person should sort of stand up in acknowledgement of Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. So those are two positions brought down on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Either A, stand up for Vayichulu and then sit down afterwards, or sit for the entire time and just stand up a little bit. Other posts can take other positions. Some posts can, and this would be the people who follow the position of the Arizal, that these are like the Birchas Kasandim, say to stand up the entire time. That's not the position of the Mechaber, it's not the position of the Ramah, but a person who perhaps comes from a Hasidish background would follow that position. And other people say, no, you sit down the entire time, and that seems to be the Pashtos of the second opinion of the Ramah, perhaps even the Mishnah Brura, the Vilna Gaon students, and many others as well, who said that, no, we're more worried about the idea of Kiddush Makom Tzuda, more worried about the factor of the kfios of establishing a permanence and the group, and therefore the idea of sitting for Kiddush would win the day. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Chav Dalet, and Sif Chav Hei, in prefacing his comments, says there's many different positions, and it doesn't really make a huge difference. It's not as though one is exactly right and one is wrong. You know, we mentioned four different positions, standing the whole time, sitting the whole time, standing for Vayichulu, sitting for the rest, sitting for the entire time, but just getting up a little bit for Vayir, Vayvoker. All four of those positions have precedent in Halacha, and therefore there's not really a wrong approach. It's just a matter of, I guess, doing what your family did or following a certain tradition. When I got married personally, I decided to sit for Kiddush. I thought that was more the pashtos of the Mishnah Brura, the second position of the Ramah. But again, you know, other people perhaps disagree. Perhaps more important is that a person has a certain sense of just the enormous A, value of minhag, B, a recognition when a person does an act, have a clarity about the halachic underpinnings of that act or why a person does what they do, and to be as educated, as informed as possible. And C, you know, most importantly, to understand the enormous opportunity of what Kiddush is, the very idea of being mishtatef, of partnering with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the very idea of our ability to be mekadesh, to acknowledge Kedusha, or to be mekadesh ourselves. You know, that's something which is just enormous. It speaks of the greatness of man and the greatness opportunities that we find in our daily and weekly practices. I would point out that based on everything we mentioned before, that it would seem that for even those people who stand up for Kiddush on Friday night, there's certainly less of a justification to do so on Shabbos morning. There's less of a justification to do so for Yontif, where we're not saying Vayichulu Hashemayim V'aretz. There's no Eidus in that case. In which case, it would seem that what would win the day is all the reasons why we should sit down for Kiddush. Again, this would be Shabbos lunch, and this would be the Yontif Kiddushim. But some posts can say, no, even on those Kiddushim, just out of respect for the Kiddush, a person would still stand, if not for all of the Kiddush, or part of the Kiddush. You know, but again, the issues would be different on Friday night versus other Kiddushim that a person would say. Okay, thank you very much, and have a good night. Bye-bye.